Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The destruction wrought by Hurricane Katrina continues to be felt on the other side of the Atlantic. In Britain, the rising price of gasoline has sparked a major fuel protest. A group of truckers and farmers is threatening to disrupt oil supplies unless the British government drives down the cost of gas. The same group almost brought Britain to a halt 5 years ago. Joining us from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. And Stephen, first of all, how high are those prices?
Well, they were, of course, very high already because of the rising cost of crude. But the prices at the pump have been given a very sharp upward twist by the fact that the US has been buying up gas supplies here to deal with the threat of shortages caused by Katrina. So we now have in parts of Britain gas selling at more than £1 a litre. That's the equivalent of more than $7 a US gallon.
More than $7. So what are protesters planning to do?
Well, this group, which is called Fuel Lobby, it's, as you say, farmers and truckers. They say that unless the British government cuts the very large burden of tax that it puts on gasoline, unless it does that before next Wednesday, this group is going to blockade every oil refinery in the country and disrupt supplies. They did it before, and very effectively, in the year 2000. As oil analyst John Roberts recalls, they almost brought the country to its knees.
I think we were probably about 24 to 48 hours away from a near total stoppage of the retail side of the British economy, just simply due to the fact that we couldn't get petrol from one place to another.
Now, that protest 5 years ago paid off. The government at the time dropped plans to increase fuel taxes. But the protest worked on that occasion because it was overwhelmingly supported by the British public, and the police felt pretty much powerless to intervene. This time, there's probably much less public support. People, I think, are generally aware that the price of gas has gone up for reasons that are really beyond the government's control.
And Stephen, what does the government say? How has it responded to the threat?
Well, the government has actually made an extra $20 billion in tax on gasoline prices this year as a result of the price rises, so it could do something, but it doesn't want to cave in. And like the US, the British government is running a big budget deficit. It needs all the tax it can get. So it looks as if the government's going to stand firm and hope that next week's action just fizzles out. But it's interesting that the ripples from Katrina continue on this side of the Atlantic. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll be looking at more of the US repercussions, and in particular, how the thousands of workers in Mississippi's casino industry are surviving.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.